through my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you know us well. You've seen us through many heartaches, struggles, miseries, wars, but you have a plan for us, and we know what your plan is because we know you. We follow you. We are your sheep. You are our shepherd. We belong to you. We are Christians. We believe in your birth. We believe in your resurrection. We walk continually before you and after you. We trust in your guidance, your ability to know we believe in you and trust you in everything that we go through. You are the light of our world, our community, our personal souls. Social media and the media is bombarding us with so much information concerning Israel. We don't know where to turn, but we know your hand is in this. And we pray for Israel and all the people that are Christians and Jewish people in the community. We are thankful for your grace, your strength, your comfort, and your encouragement. We love you beyond all bounds, and we greatly appreciate everything you have done for us this far. We just need to continue believing and trusting in your guidance. May faith, mercy, and peace be with us all for now and forevermore. May the Holy Spirit be with us all. In your name I pray. Amen. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer that Luke told us about when Jesus told them how to pray this prayer. It begins with, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.